This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda holds a meeting with CPNEML Chair KP Sharma Oli. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Chandra Bhandari's mother dies in a gas cylinder explosion and elderly in China protest over slashed health benefits. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNEML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli held a meeting this morning. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwata today, they discussed the contemporary political issues, including making government's performance more effective. Harikala Bhandari, mother of Nepali Congress leader Dr. Chandra Bhandari, who was injured in a cooking gas cylinder explosion, has died. The hospital medical director, Dr. Nizina Tamrakar, said she died today at 10:57 a.m. Harikala and Dr. Chandra were injured when a cooking gas cylinder exploded in their house in Kathmandu on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress leader Dr. Chandra Bhandari is to be taken to India for further treatment. It is said preparations are on to take him to Mumbai-based National Skin Burn Hospital on the Sri Airlines Air Ambulance in a while. Over 70% of body parts of Harikala were burnt, said doctors, adding that Dr. Chandra sustained 25-30% burn, including both hands and legs. Three newly appointed chancellors took oath of office and secrecy this morning. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed chancellors at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar this morning. Prime Minister Dahal administered oath to Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Music and Drama Nisa Sharma, Chancellor of the Nepal Academy Bhupal Rai, and Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Fine Arts Narad Mani Hartim Chalie. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal congratulated and wished all the chancellors and for their successful tenure. Germany has provided 345,000 doses of vaccine against coronavirus in the first phase under the COVAX facility to Nepal. German Ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prince, on Wednesday handed over the vaccines to Minister for Health and Population, Padam Giri. The government of Germany has committed to provide 1.5 million doses of vaccines in different phases. Nepal had received 345,000 doses of Pfizer bivalent vaccines for a booster dose on February 13. On the occasion, Minister Giri said the vaccines would be administered to the target groups and senior citizens. Similarly, Ambassador Dr. Prince said the government of Germany would continue its support in coming days. The Crash Inquiry Commission unveiled the preliminary report of the Yeti aeroplane that crashed in Pokhara on January 15, killing 72 people on board. According to the report, the co-pilot was found to be flying the plane by sitting on the chair of the pilot in command. The report states that the co-pilot, Anju Khatiora, handed over the plane's main tiller to pilot in command, Kamal Casey, only 40 seconds before the crash. However, the report claims that one of the main reasons for the crash could be that both the engine propellers were found to be feathering when the plane was in the base leg. The Inquiry Commission has said the main reason for whether the plane crashed because of human error, technical malfunction, or visual approach procedures would be ascertained only after the detailed report. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. New Zealand officials say at least four people, including a child, have died in the devastation of cyclone, which has caused significant flooding and landslides across the North Island. On Wednesday, officials confirmed A child's body was found in Hawke's Bay, one of the worst affected regions. Rescue helicopters, they had rescued about 300 people stranded on rooftops. Meanwhile, a magnitude 6.0 earthquake was widely felt across the country late on Wednesday. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualties from the quake, which struck off the coast of the North Island near the capital Wellington. The cyclone has moved away from New Zealand, but about 10,500 people were still displaced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said there were also several people missing for whom the police do hold grave concerns. A search is underway for two men who have been missing for more than 24 hours after a Queensland mine collapse. Local media say the men were driving 125 meters underground inside the Dugald River mine near Conclory when the ground gave way on Wednesday. Their vehicle has been located using a drone, but rescuers have found no sign of the missing men. The pair have not responded to efforts to contact them by radio. Mine owners said all operations at the zinc mine have been halted as the search intensifies. Rescuers worked all night using heavy equipment to gain access to the vehicle, and on Thursday morning, General Manager said a mission had begun to recover it from below. Crowds of retirees in China have taken to the streets to protest against cuts to their medical benefits. They gathered on Wednesday for a second time in Wuhan, where COVID was first detected, and also in the northern eastern city of Dalian. The second round of protests in 7 days puts pressure on President Xi Jinping's administration just weeks before the annual National People's Congress, which will usher in a new leadership team. Protests first took place in Wuhan on 8th of February after provincial authorities said they were cutting the level of medical expenses which retirees can claim back from the government. Social media footage shows the protesters to be largely elderly retirees who say this comes at a time of soaring health care costs. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudhir Pasim Province, along with the hilly regions of Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the province tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda holds a meeting with CPNUML Chair KP Sarma Oli. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Chandra Bhandari's mother dies in a gas cylinder explosion, and elderly in China protest over slashed health benefits. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.